What you begin to discover is one who's connected to source is more powerful than a million who are not. And what goes wrong with most of our human friends is that you are so busy seeking cooperation from others that you think will help you to facilitate your solution to your problem. And when you see them either incapable or unwilling, when something's broken, when they're just used to saying, "I'm sorry, I'll fix it," when they don't have any ability to do anything about it, you can get into a vibration where you begin to not only not allow this solution, but you block future solutions until suddenly you can go from place to place to place to place to place where nothing is working for you, you see. So you're speaking more from the framework of a teacher. You're not the one who couldn't get the air. You're the one who was wanting to facilitate someone with the air. And we say, don't get wrapped up in other people's problems, but do anything you can to identify their solution and amplify their solution by your undivided attention to the solution that they seek. So you have to ask yourself, and we know this seems like a long answer to a very short question, but you all are interacting with people all day, every day, and the majority of your upstream thoughts come in response to something that you are observing in others. And when you finally realize that there is no situation so important that should ever cause you to go upstream for more than a moment or two, and as you go upstream with her and realize she can't get it in the air, and then you turn immediately downstream by identifying there's plenty of air in here, nobody is going to smother. It might not be the most comfortable place we've ever been, but nobody is in a situation of real danger. And I would like her to breathe more easily, and I'm sure that she wants to too, but nothing that can be done right now, nothing can be done right now, and there certainly isn't anything that I can do right now, but I could demonstrate how good I feel in this environment. I can begin enjoying the air. I can be commenting on how it feels to be here in this luxurious air with higher humidity. I can acknowledge that I am enjoying the fragrances in the air. I can, even without words, begin demonstrating the well-being that I am feeling. I can begin smiling. I can point out the beauty that is around me. I can start a more positive conversation. I can begin to draw people around me in this environment into this cycle of well-being. I can be the catalyst that begins the chain of joy as compared to the chain of pain, because it's so easy. Once someone starts beating a negative drum, to pick up your sticks and walk up and beat on their drum with them. There's something sort of compelling about complaining. It's sort of like you say, well, one woman is complaining and it's clearly not helping, so maybe if two or three or four or five or 10 or 20 of us complain, maybe it will get someone's attention and maybe they will finally then do something about it. And we say, in the majority of cases, something can't be done this red hot minute. Nothing can usually be done. The only thing that you really need to do is get yourself pointed downstream. Don't let anything be so important as to point you upstream. And when you finally get that and demonstrate it in every opportunity that you can, what happens is you find yourself on fewer buses with people that behave like that. You find yourself in fewer situations where people would want to behave like that. And in any situation, you find yourself stable, good sea legs. You've got your balance no matter what, you see.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Another? So about 3 weeks ago, I was in Rishikesh, India, and I was at the end of a 2-month stay in India.
How was the air conditioning?
Non-existent.
Were people complaining?
No.
Interesting, isn't it?
Very. And then to come to this luxury cruise liner, and yes, it's been very interesting.
Spoiled, rotten, wanting more, aren't you?
She said it. He said it. So it was at the end of my journey, and 3 days prior, I was so homesick, so ready to go home, missed my dogs, my cat, my family, and it was now my last day, second to last day, and it was so clear to me that my time there was not over, and it was very, to the point where I was crying, because I was not ready to leave. And it was clear to me that I have to go back. And it feels so much bigger than me.